This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
The longer the world revolves around the sun, the more we're seeing analog activities be taken over by digital versions. I mean, even nowadays, driving has become something where it's like, okay, well, a car could drive you itself.
Oh, I know. And this, the advancements in cars, like my windshield got cracked, and so I had to have it replaced, and they were like, oh, yeah, well, it threw out a code that doesn't work. Like, my windshield is digital. And it has, I don't even know.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it's magic. I'm like, okay, well, you just tell me what you need and how much I owe you.
Well, this was put together of things most people did on the daily back in the day, but are now ceasing to exist. So, Wally, you being the oldest in the room, but some of these on the list, I remember. So, pay for something using a check.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I remember this. So going to the grocery store with my mom, she would always put out her little checkbook, and she'd have to start writing. I mean, you think about nowadays, people are not patient whatsoever.
No.
If someone brought out a checkbook and started writing, I don't think the cashier would know what to do.
Excuse me, my pen is running out of ink. Does anybody have a pen?
Oh,
you're just
gosh.
Like, oh, my goodness, let's go. I don't even know if my daughter knows how to write a check.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't.
Yeah. Using yellow pages to look up a phone number. You used to get the yellow pages just thrown for free in your front yard, and it was great because then you could look up what you needed.
It was a giant book, too, Gavin. Giant.
It sounds prehistoric to me.
It really is. I'm not making this up. It literally was about maybe 5 inches thick. It was huge.
But it also had another service, and that was to help people if they needed a boost in their seat.
Yep.
So you would put it in a seat, and then you could sit on top of that, and it would make it where you could see better.
That is why you see companies like AA Locksmiths or whatever, is because they would put A's in front, say they would be the first
that
ad
makes sense.
In the yellow pages for their given sector of their job. And so, yeah, that's where you see that.
Owning and using a physical roadmap. This is not a thing anymore. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
She does. She has an atlas in her car still.
Why?
Because she doesn't trust technology. No, one trip, I always make fun of her. I'm like, you have a $1,000 phone that it does all this stuff. But one trip, we were coming back and nobody's service was working. There was some big major outage and there's all these traffic things. And she got out that atlas and we found back roads. And I'm like, I can't say anything about it. It's still in our car today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
And then lastly, owning an encyclopedia.
Yes.
So back in the day, you didn't have Google.
Nope.
I remember being in junior high. I had to write papers on a certain topic. I would have to get out the encyclopedia and I'd have to look up, and whatever information was in the encyclopedia was all I had.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, kids can Google anything.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much information. Like, that was your number one source, was the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And there used to be encyclopedia salesmen that would literally go door to door and sell you full sets of the Britannica encyclopedia. Because that was your only reference to have, you know, things to look up.
Because
learn anything. You take it for granted. You just Google anything and you know stuff right on the spot. It's amazing.
The internet has really advanced things.
Here's one other thing that you, I think, probably saw when you first came here that I had. Do you remember my Rolodex?
Yes.
You don't have a Rolodex anymore. It's all in your phone. But
yes.
I had a physical, tangible Rolodex.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did not throw it away. I still have it at my house. I don't use it, but I kept it for, like, nostalgia. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Well, there you go. If you identified with any of that, welcome to old age. Uplifting Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brooke.
What's up, Brooke?
Well, you were just talking about things that you're old enough to remember.
Yeah, Betty Rock came across this list of things that are outdated, but shockingly, I still do them and remember them. So what do you remember?
Calling a company and actually having a person answer the phone.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears. Okay, let me hit my rant button.
Oh,
it
no.
It drives me insane. I literally scream at the phone, representative, representative.
Yes.
And then when it doesn't go to a representative, it's like, would you like to hear the choices again? Representative. I'm sorry, I did not recognize that entry. Representative!
Brooke, what was the business that you experienced this with lately?
Comcast.
Oh, totally.
I've heard so many people complain about Comcast and how bad their customer service is.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
Yes, no. And you try to wiggle your way out of it and hit different buttons and see if something's just going to work.
Yeah, you always press zero. Like, you press zero because sometimes that works. You get to an operator.
Now, recently, Wally was complaining about this, and he found a workaround.
I got the hack for you, okay? So because everybody wants to be digital, you know, and they don't want to talk to you because then they have to do something. And so they do have chats on a lot of their things. Like, oh, we're digital. We're so cool. We have chats. You can chat with a live person. All you do is you go into the chat and you say, I want to speak with an actual real person on the phone. It worked for me. They gave me a different number that was not published anywhere, and I got to talk to somebody who helped me resolve my problem. So maybe there's a hack that can help you out if you've been stuck in that frustrating world like myself and Brooke here.
Well, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and it is returning Snap Judgment.
Woo!
A lot of people had said, hey, we love this segment. It's one of the most requested things we had, and we hadn't done it in a while. So back is Snap Judgment. The way it works is we have two songs that are up for consideration for playing on Way FM. We can't play every song. And so, you know, we'll give you a snap, just a little snippet of it. We make our opinion based on that little bit. Then we play the hook to see if our opinion changes at all and do we like it better. And then you get to decide which of the two songs gets played in its entirety here on the show. And who knows, it might make it into the actual rotation. So there you go.
Now, one of the things that happens here is I do not tell you the artist of the song that we're going to play. Sometimes it's blatantly obvious.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you because I don't want that to sway your judgment. Okay?
Yeah. If I ever hear a yeah, I know it's a Toby song.
Okay, so this first song that we're going to listen to, it's called Anxious Heart. A lot of us can identify with that.
Right.
So
here is your snap. Again, it's only a quick little bit.
'Cause you don't grow weak. Your word is peace.
Okay. Unfortunately, I know who this is, and he can break me like a twig. But the point of Snap Judgment is being honest. On the snap, based on just that snap, I am not a fan of the syncopation.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's the same reason for me, because he says,
So you're out too on the snap?
Yeah, oh, I'm out.
Gavin?
I'm out because that last line scarred me. Peace. it's like if you had like a guy with a higher pitched voice, you'd be like, oh, that sounds whiny. But this guy has a deep voice, and I'm not going to say that because I'm scared.
Yeah. All right, so that's the snap. But here's the thing. It could all turn around right here. Like, you get to the hook, you're like, I'm all in, and I love it. So that's why we do it this way. Here we go. Here's the hook of Anxious Heart. A lot of times, I'll try to guess what the next word is going to be. Like, I got the first word apart, heart, you know, or whatever. And this one, I wasn't, I didn't guess the line. Usually, if I can guess the next rhyme, I'm out. I actually did like that.
I did like that.
That brought me back around. I like the anxious heart. I like how it got into it.
I like the message behind it, too, because, I mean, I've dealt with anxiety, and I know that God is one of those... not to play the Jesus card or anything,
right.
But God is one of those people that you can count on for anything and everything. So if you dislike it, are you really a Christian?
Yes, Gavin.
I'm definitely in because we don't have enough songs, I think, that delve into stuff like that, like anxiety. So I'm excited to have more content like that out there.
Well, there you go. We actually had all of our opinions changed on that. That's pretty good.
I would say it's Greg.
Hey. All right, and so we got one more song. And again, make sure you're listening because you'll get to decide which song gets played in its entirety here on Snap Judgment. We played song number one. Betty Rock, what is song number two called?
It is called My Story, Your Glory.
Ooh, I love titles that rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan. All right, here's the snap.
Let all I say and all I do point to the world.
Okay, I'm out.
Why?
I'm out on the snap. I don't enjoy that.
I am too.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like too choir-y.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, that said, that's usually the thing that precedes a build and something that, like, it goes someplace
that's
good.
That's why it's a clip.
Exactly. And so I'm not a fan. Gavin?
I think that I'm actually in on this
one. Okay, that's fair.
I think that I liked that it feels a little worshipful and choiry. I'm into it.
All right, well,
let's
here we go.
It doesn't stay there.
I know. Here comes the hook for My Story, Your Glory.
My story, your glory.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that does not sound like it goes with that snap at all. They sound like two completely different songs.
I am so in.
Are you really?
It's catchy.
Okay.
It's upbeat.
Betty in.
It's positive.
All right.
It's got a great message.
And that's good because you were out on the snap. Now you're in on the hook. Yep. Gavin, you were in on the hook. Where are you on the snap? Where are you on the hook?
I remain in on the hook. Okay. I actually like the way that his like pitch rises as he goes through like the sentence because he's got like a structure that he sticks to.
Yeah.
And I love structure as well.
All right. I'm gonna be out. I'm gonna remain out on the
Boo.
Hook. It feels too easy to me.
It's too simple.
Because you could easily write it.
My message. Yes. Yeah.
You could not.
It feels like you took some pillows from the Christian bookstore and went, I'll make a song out of this.
How dare you,
Yeah,
sir.
That's what it feels like to me. But again, music is subjective, and it doesn't mean that this artist is a bad artist and doesn't mean that they're not a friend. And I hope that we still are friends after this. But that's the point of Snap Judgment is the honesty, because you can't like every song that play.
Oh, for sure.
And so we're just honest about it, okay? So, and that's what makes this bit and this show different from any other Christian show. No one else will do this. Maybe there's a reason for it. So here's the deal. These are the two songs. These are the hooks you have to choose from. Song number one is, what is it?
Anxious Heart.
Anxious Heart, that's it.
You are the light when my world goes dark. You hold me together when I'm torn apart.
And song number two, which is My Story, Your Glory. Do you see the pillows I was talking about?
No!
Okay,
I think it's great.
All right, well, there you go. Those are the two songs. Now you get to decide right now. 855. What is our number?
855.
Thank you.
33-WAY-FM. Do you like song number one or song number two? 855-33-WAY-FM.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Susan, welcome to Snap Judgment. It is back, and we could not be more thrilled to have you on. Now, you have a tough job here. You've heard the two songs. You've heard the hook for Anxious Heart, and you've heard the hook for My Story, Your Glory. Now, we do not tell you who the artist is because we don't want to influence you either way. So, which song are you going for, number one or number two?
Number one, all the way.
All the way. What is it that you liked about it?
It was different, and it had a great message. I felt like number two was like all the other songs that you hear, and I'm on a worship team, so I love worshipful songs. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
I got
but
you.
But I love the difference of number one.
Now, Susan, do you know who sang that song?
I do not. I've never heard it before.
Okay. I told Betty Rock, I said, this is going to be a landslide for number one, and I was right. Not only did you like it, everyone else that called, all women, liked it. Why is that?
Because the artist is Jeremy Camp. I don't know what Jeremy Camp, like what hold he has on women, but he does.
They love him. Women love Jeremy Camp songs.
Yeah, the second song was by Matthew West, and that had my vote.
And I love him too.
Oh yeah, Matthew West, a great guy, prolific songwriter. But yeah, if you put him up next to those big guns of Jeremy Camp, something's happening.
Women melt.
Spiritually.
Spiritually they melt.
Yes. Well, congratulations, and thank you, Susan, for helping us out. Here we go. You're getting the whole song on Snap Judgment. It is Anxious Heart, the new one from Jeremy Camp.
Thank you.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning out. My strength has grown weak. No words left to speak. I fall to my knees.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
All right, Betty and Gavin. Have either of you enjoyed the taste of an In-N-Out burger?
Oh.
At any point in time?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
I had it once in my life, and it was, I think the problem was it was built up to be so big and amazing that I got it, and I was like, okay.
Were you in California when you had it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Gavin, you...
I did live in California for a while, and I didn't know, I was younger, so I didn't know the buildup.
Yeah.
I can understand where the hype builds up and you're just like, it's kind of just a burger.
It is.
Yeah, with Thousand Island dressing on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I lived in California for a little bit, and kind of like every other Tuesday I would stop there on the way home from like tennis at night and have a burger. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Liked it, you know? But it wasn't like, oh my goodness. There's a real like cult following for In-N-Out Burger. People are like converts and like, you have to try this.
I've heard that In-N-Out Burger is like the equivalent of Chick-fil-A in the South.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
In-N-Out in the North,
in
Chick-fil-A
California,
in
especially.
The South.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a good
that's great.
Analogy. Well, people are passionate about it. They're only in 7 states and mostly on the West Coast until now.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So there's some good news here. Why are they only on the West Coast? Well, it's because they don't freeze their meat, they say, and they want all of their locations to be within 300 miles of a patty-making facility. And apparently they
patty
have...
Patty-making?
I know.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, unless you're a cow.
Yeah.
So they haven't expanded past, like, Texas. But now they are expanding their first In-N-Out Burger east of Texas is going to take place, and it is going to, if you happen to live in Nashville.
I heard about this.
What?
Yes, it's going to be in Franklin, which is like right where our studios are.
Okay, here's the problem, though. I don't want it anywhere near me because I don't want more traffic than I already have to deal with.
Yeah, well, it's going to be right around here. They're also moving like a corporate office here, too, which makes me think if they move corporate offices here, they have a thing, then they are moving east, and they'll maybe bring one of those patty facilities here.
Might as well.
And then you could see stuff going on the East Coast. So, like, if you're listening to WayFM right now and maybe you're in the Carolinas or Florida, maybe you could be getting an In-N-Out Burger sometime soon, too.
We don't need more people from out of state moving here.
Yeah.
We don't.
If people move here because of In-N-Out, that's next level.
That's
like,
true.
Like they call the Chamber of Commerce. Do you guys have an In-N-Out? We do. I'm moving tomorrow. That would be insane. The one thing that In-N-Out Burger does is that they put the Bible verses on their wrappers and stuff. Yeah. I always thought that was kind of cool. Like on their soda cups, you get John 3:16. On their burger wrappers, you get Revelation 3:20. John 3:16, you probably know. For God so loved the world, but Revelation 3:20. You know that one off the top of your head? Rock, you read through the Bible.
I did, but I don't know that one.
Didn't take. Okay, behold, I stand at the door and knock if any man hear my voice.
Oh.
And so, I mean, they're actually not prophetic. They're very evangelical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the verses that they chose.
You got to support that.
Yeah, I love that. So that's a cool thing. But anyway, so could be coming to the East Coast here if they continue to expand. And that's a good thing for a lot of people, I'm sure. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Betty Rock is here, but barely. Barely hanging on
by a thread.
I know. She got really sick over the holidays and it hung on for like 2 weeks, and she thought she had kicked it, and now it's come back again.
Yeah, I was on an antibiotic for 10 days, and it was 300 milligrams.
Ooh.
And I would say if I was at a zero at the beginning, it took me to at least 75% better.
Okay.
So that's right. Good.
But then you relapsed.
But then I relapsed. Once I took that last dose of the antibiotic, I found myself getting a cough again, now feeling the sinus pressure again. My ear hurts when I swallow. And I'm thinking to myself, what was the point of me seeing the doctor and paying for this antibiotic?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a friend group that
I didn't say anything.
They swear by this holistic doctor that they see.
Yeah, there it is.
And when I say holistic, I know there that sometimes is. People roll their eyes and
I just
all
did.
This. Yes. But I have seen her before in the past about something separate. And I have been shocked at the results I've gotten from it.
Yep.
Because everything she gives, you don't get it in a pharmacy.
Oh, I know.
You get it in the vitamin aisle.
Yeah, or the home remedy aisle. It's like, hey, all you need to do, you want to cure that earache? Oh, Betty Lou, I'm so sorry your ear hurts. Hey, it's more like this. It's more slowly paced. Hey, girl, we want to help you, and I'm so sorry you feel bad today. Welcome to Holistic Medicine.
Stop it.
All you need to do for that earache is take this marshmallow and stick it in your left ear while putting a Cheerio up your right nostril.
It'll open your third chakra.
I was texting a friend of mine in the group that sees this doctor, and I was telling her about my earache and sore throat and all that stuff. And she was like, oh, I went to go see her not that long ago for the same thing. All she did was she like cracked your neck and like put your spine back in alignment. And then she gives you this spray, this spray that you spray under your tongue, and then you take vitamin D and vitamin C, and it nips it in the bud.
Yeah. You know what? Those people that went to doctor school,
to me.
I don't trust the doctor school people. I was online.
You know what? Don't come crying to me the next time you have an ailment and antibiotic ain't fixing it.
And I saw that if you take paprika and you pour paprika on the top of your head.
Think a cinnamon stick in your nose. Yeah,
sneeze twice.
It is going to cure your compound fracture of your femur.
Stop. Don't you want me to get better?
I do.
Is this under any insurance?
No.
Okay.
No.
So here's the thing. Betty Rock is not afraid to seek alternative medicine, which I commend you for. I can't even say it with a straight face. Okay. I'm more of a straight, like, Western medicine person myself, but here's what I would love.
And you're just the picture of health.
I know, like, I don't have an earache, but then again, I also did use marshmallow fluff the other day and put it in between my toes, and it cured my sciatica. So the other thing is like, okay, so maybe you've heard Betty Rock's ailments. She's got a bad earache, sinus infection. Is there like a home remedy? Okay, not even going to the holistic doctor there, but maybe like a home remedy that you swear by. Your grandmother's like, oh yeah, you just put a potato wedge between your knees and this is going to solve your problem. I would love to know that.
And it could be a home remedy. It doesn't have to be something that I could use for my situation, but a home remedy just to solve any kind of ache
that works.
Or ailment.
Something that you know that works. 855-33-WAY-FM. Okay, and you swear by it. And you know it sounds crazy, but you swear by it. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to take your call now.
You're going to shame people.
Next. 855-33-WAY-FM. We are curious. Is there like a home remedy for something, Carmen, that you you swear by?
I'm actually a all-natural mama.
Yes.
I do all-natural medicines first before I go to the doctors or before I take antibiotics. They help me. Every time my kids got sick, there's this thing. I'm pretty sure she knows. It's called Silver. It's a natural antibiotic.
Yes. That's what my friend was telling me about. And she says you spray it under your tongue.
It's a natural antibiotic. Yes. Yes. They actually have different ones. They have one that you can spray under your tongue, spray in your nose if you have nostril issues. And then they have a gel for, like, if you get hurt, you put the gel on.
So you swear by. Okay. Well, my friend that I was talking to, she said that that's exactly what the holistic doctor I'm going to go to has given her in the past for, like, earaches and sore throats is to spray Silver on the bottom of her tongue, and that's going to solve everything.
It does work, Wally. Wally, you should try it.
No, I'm the picture of perfect health.
No, he's not. He daily fights kidney stones.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing. Maybe I should spray Silver on my kidneys.
Spray some Silver. Yep. Spray some Silver on that.
So, Amanda, is there like a home remedy that you swear by and you think really works?
It is, and you'll laugh at me next, but it's onions in your socks. It's for, like, cough and cold, earaches, all that takes it away.
Oh, no, that makes total sense. Absolutely, that makes total sense.
That sounds disgusting, because onions smell on
they
their
do
own.
Smell.
But if you add them to your feet, that's just disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but I promise it works.
How does onions in your sock cure an earache at the other end of your body? Like, I don't understand that.
I have no idea. And just recently, my godbaby was really sick, and he's not even a year old. And I was telling his mom, and she tried it, and she called me the next morning, and she said, I don't know what it is, but it's gone.
Who told you about this?
My granny, may she rest in peace, told me about this.
Grandma's knows something.
Here's what I'd like you to do, Betty. I'd like you to cancel your appointment with your holistic doctor, and I would like you to take onions and put them in your socks. Because, like, you're willing to go to a holistic doctor. Like, this should not seem any crazier to you. Oh, so you think Amanda's crazy?
No, I'm not saying it's crazy. I just think Amanda's solution is stinkier.
Yeah, that's fine. Put them in your socks and then report to us tomorrow. Like, and let us know, did it work? I would love to know. It's like a science experiment.
Try it out, Betty Rock.
I just might.
So, Johnny, what's your home remedy that you swear by?
It's not my home remedy. It's my mom's home remedy. So you gotta trust that, because it comes from your mom. I was working on making a wooden fence, and so I was shaving some wood off of a limb, and a piece of wood popped up into my eye, and it got stuck in my eye, and I could feel it in there. Like, I was terrified that it was going to, like, make me go blind. So I went home for lunch, and I told my mom, I said, Mom, I got something stuck in my eye, and I can't get it out. So she looked in my eye, and she told me, look, you put a pinto bean in your eye, and the pinto bean will take the piece of wood out of your eye, and then the bean will pop out of your eye. And I was like, no way. I was terrified, thinking, this bean is going to get stuck in my eye.
Yeah.
It's going to start popping roots, and I'm going to have, like, a pinto bean stop coming out of my eyeball. And I was just terrified, but I didn't know what else to do, because I could feel the piece of wood scratching the inside of my eye. So she's my mom. I trusted her. She put the bean in my eye. I could feel the bean moving inside of my eye.
Oh.
It pushed the piece of wood out, and then the bean popped out.
Whoa.
And I was fine.
That's weird. How's your vision today?
Perfect.
That's really good.
No problems with my vision. Never bothered my vision at all.
I wonder if it works by, like, the beans in your eye and the thing that's in there, like the piece of wood would stick into that, and then when the bean comes out, it pulls it out. Like, I think that could be the reason that actually
works. I
don't
want to talk about it.
That's a great idea. All right, Kenzie, you're up. What is your home remedy?
Potato slices in your socks while you sleep.
Okay, well, now what is this going to cure?
So they say that it's good for pulling the toxins out of your body, and it's really good for flu symptoms.
Okay.
My daughter is almost 4, and she's been fighting just this yuckiness that's been going around. And so a few nights ago, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to see if I can get her to put the potatoes in her socks. And so when I did, she loved it. The next morning, I checked her socks, and they were black.
Oh.
And so we did it for a few nights. And now for the last, like, 4 nights, she has asked me to put potatoes in her socks. But when she's not feeling yucky, the next morning the potatoes are still white.
That's amazing. Oh. It makes sense. Like if you put potatoes in a pot roast, they absorb all of the juice and the salt and they get really salty.
Right.
So I guess it's the same principle there. It's like medicinal potato foot pot roast.
I guess.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
When you guys, Benny and Wally, when you guys were younger, did you guys have a dream to be something, to do something?
Yeah, and it wasn't this. No.
Amen.
No, my dream is better. My dream was worse than this. Like, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a garbage man. Like, that is so great. Because I used to love going through, like, when people put garbage out on the street and, like, find things that you could make out of it and stuff.
I wanted to be a truck driver.
That was my other one.
Oh,
yeah.
You could be the garbage truck driver.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. Yeah. A perfect team. I just wanted to be a professional soccer player.
How'd that pan out?
Well, I found, like, a college dining hall. When I went to school, and that was unlimited food. That kind of crushed that dream. But I did like what Lauren Daigle, a mega talented, awesome singer, what she actually had to say about dreaming and how she hopes to continue dreaming as we start this new year.
I think the older you get, the more you can fall into patterns of not dreaming, can get trapped in just the way that society works or pains that you've gone through as a young adult. You can let hardships change your focus. And I think my greatest sense of joy is when I dream. And I ask God, okay, what is it that you want to show me? What is it that I can do that I might not even believe of myself yet?
I do respect the dreamers that take a chance on something, even when it makes zero sense. And like sometimes it's later in life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I just quit my corporate job and I wanted to start a dog food bakery. And you're like, really? And they're like, yeah, I'm passionate about it. Okay,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but you only got one life to live.
I know.
If you don't do it, then, I mean, yeah, you'll face people's criticism and judgment, but, I mean, you got to be true to yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I respect it, like, because it's not easy to make those decisions. It's easy to stay on the same path that you're on because you know it and it's familiar, but stepping out of that is terrifying, but there can be big things in the end. Not to, like, Jesus juke it or something like that, but that's kind of like the way God works with us, too. Like, if we stay in our comfort zone, then we never really truly experience the big things that God has in life for us. But when we step out and do the crazy that he puts before us and the things that seem like, oh, Lord, this is so not cool. I don't want to do this, you know, and you feel it. You see God and him move in ways that you couldn't imagine before, and it feels amazing.
Are you going to get out of your comfort zone?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Like, honestly, like, there's I'm looking for a new hobby, so that's good. So I might be doing something new this year with my time. So
okay.
I don't know. Well, I'll let you know, though. But it's great. And Lauren Daigle is awesome. So nicely done, Gavin. That's going to do it for your TMI today. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we came across this article about predictions about this year, 2023, from 100 years ago. They had asked people, like, what's the world going to be like? What are your predictions? And one of them was people will work a max of 4 hours a day.
4 days.
Yeah.
No, didn't they say 4 days a week?
Max of 4 hours a day.
Oh.
Yeah, because we have some people that are doing four-day work weeks, but you're working 10 a day. This is four hours a day.
That would be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be glorious? A lot of people think DJs do that, honestly.
Yeah.
They think we roll in here 5 minutes before the show, do the show for 4 hours, and then go home, and it's not that at all, I assure you. They said that there will be no more ugly people. They thought beauty pageants would become obsolete because it would be almost impossible to choose a winner. Mm. Well, Gavin and I busted that curve.
Oh, why'd you bring me into it?
Sorry. Gavin busted that curve.
To some degree, plastic surgery has made it possible for people to look alike.
Yeah.
You know, you can dye your hair now. Mm-hmm. You can change anything about yourself to where you're just becoming the same person.
This one was interesting. The average life expectancy will be 100 years. What do you think the average life expectancy is, the average life age is now?
83.
83, Gavin?
I was going to say 83, too. Yeah, let's just go with 83.
It's 76.
Oh.
I thought it was older than that. Oh. I mean, my grandmother lived to be 101. Like,
she crushed it.
I wonder if it's the same for men as it is women. I would think women would last longer.
Because my grandpa passed away at 75.
Yeah.
So it's like right on the money there.
Yeah, because you guys are killing us. back when this thing was done, the average life expectancy was 57 years. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, we've improved by 20 years in the last 100 years. I think we should be doing better than that. We have so many medical advancements. I'm a little surprised, actually, on that one. Mm-hmm. This one was great, kind of still on the medical tip. Kidney koozies. They thought that you would have koozies to keep your internal organs warm.
No way.
Yeah. What does that even look like?
Don't even know. Like,
terrifying.
How would you put those on?
And why do you need to keep your kidneys warm?
I just put
a coat on.
Yeah.
And you're good.
That was a bizarre one. That was like from Frank from 100 years ago. They're like, why did we let Frank weigh in on this? No one's going to think that, but Frank wanted to know. All right. So here's the deal. I've asked Betty and Gavin to also write their predictions for 100 years from now, so 2123, and what they think the world will look like. And we will save these, and someone who is alive will then read them in 100 years.
Put them in like a time capsule and bury it.
Yeah, yeah.
See what happens.
Because I would be 154, so obviously I will not be here. Gavin, what would you be?
I'd be 127, which, I mean, if we add
some advancements.
If we add another 20 years onto the life, no, that wouldn't work. Yeah. Maybe I'll be there.
Maybe. Betty and I will not.
No.
So we'll see how this works. So get your predictions. If you have a prediction for the next 100 years and you want to weigh in on this too, we'll take it. 855-33-WAY-FM. But we'll do ours next too. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And there was a thing like this article about predictions that people made 100 years ago about where we would be at today. And they had said erroneously that people would work a max of 4 hours a day. You know, they were kind of in the Industrial Revolution and things were getting more organized and you had assembly lines and stuff like that, and things, technology was starting to boom for them. So they're like, it's going to solve everybody's problems. Not so much. Mm-mm. We work more. We work like more hours than that now. So we thought it would be fun to each of us come up with some predictions for 2123, you know, 100 years from now. Mm-hmm. And I'm really curious what Gavin and Betty came up with. So, Betty Rock, we'll start with you. What is your prediction for 2123?
Sadly, I think that marriage will become a thing of the past.
Oh, what? That's sad.
I think that instead you'll see more people do like contracts. So, because it's gotten to where divorce rates are 50-50.
Yeah.
And so I think there's more and more people out there that maybe they want to have something that says that they're together. They are a couple, but they're not married.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be similar to like in sports, you sign 5-year, 10-year contracts?
Interesting.
Like
that
would be fascinating, where it's like, hey, let's do this for 5 years, and then after 5 years, we'll see if we want to renew the contract. Like,
yeah, it could be.
I don't think that's a good idea, but it would be really an interesting experiment to see if that lengthened out people's marriages. You know, like a reset every 5 years. Like, again, I don't think that's a great idea, but it'd be an interesting social study for sure.
I just think that eventually marriage is going to be like something that they're like, oh, that's what the old people did.
Right, right. And that's kind of sad, too. Gavin, what is your prediction for 2123?
I think that we're going to be able to, like, perfectly choose, and this is just, like, hopeful on my end, choose the height we want to be.
Oh, that would be nice.
In some way, you step into some little sauna type machine.
Okay.
And then 5'6" Gavin becomes the ideal 5'11" Gavin he was meant to be.
I think you're on the right idea, because I do believe we're getting more and more where we hear people saying, like, when they have a child, you can choose
genetically,
the eye color.
Yeah.
Which is scary. You can choose the hair color.
Yep.
And now they're getting to where, like, if there's anything that's physically wrong with them, they can take that out.
Yeah, and so, that gets really scary.
Oh, yeah. But I'm thinking, like, if they are like, we want him to be taller, there's probably something that they can do to change that.
Right. But Gavin's talking about as an adult being like, yeah, I don't like being short anymore. I'm going to change this. Like,
I wish we had that now.
I know, I do too, actually. So for the year 2123, my prediction is we will be closing in on a cure for COVID by that time.
No more subvariants.
Yeah, I think we'll be doing a lot better in that arena. Ryan Seacrest will still somehow be hosting New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Because it'll be an AI version of him.
He's still going to be alive. Like, they're going to, they will alter science just to keep him alive and only him alive for all these years for some reason. Gas will still be $3.50 a gallon, which is kind of interesting, but it'll be $350 a gallon.
Okay.
You'll have to have an IQ test before being able to sign sign up for a Twitter account. I think we should do that now. Like, I think that would be great. And finally, I think we will communicate without words, because at some point all words became offensive, and we just were like, we're just not going to talk anymore.
Greg said that his prediction for 2123 is to have the last sequel of the Fast and Furious.
Oh, no. I do not want to live in a world where we have no more hope of Fast and Furious sequels.
I do.
Beverly, what would your prediction for 2123 be?
Well, I think there will be pearly white gates and streets of gold, because I think we're going to be in heaven at that point.
Okay, so you think rapture and end of the world and everything like that within 100 years, huh?
I think before that, yeah.
Really?
I think we're in the last days.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but I don't rule it out either. This is one of those conversations, like, I don't, like, get into, like, a big debate with people, because who knows? I mean, the Bible's very clear. No man knows the hour or the day.
Oh, yeah.
But I just know that the disciples also felt that they were living in the last days 2,000 years ago, you know? And so I don't know, man. It just seems like there's a whole lot of stuff still to go on here, and more people need to hear the gospel.
Oh, so many more people need to hear the gospel. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, so who knows? We'll find out if you're right. If it happens within 100 years, find me on a street of gold. I'll give you one of the jewels from my crown.
I'll take it.
I'd borrow one from Betty, but I'm not sure there's going to be any.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now, with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me. Except, of course, for the Mansions, Tigers, and Sequins. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Earlier this week, Prince Harry's highly anticipated memoir hit the bookshelves. Once people got their hands on a copy, they were able to read the bombshell claims Harry made towards his family, accusing them of making his and his wife's life horrible, causing them to have to leave the family and move to the U.S.
I am curious about that. Like, you have 47 palaces and things are so bad. And I'm just going to go over to Kensington and I'm going to stay there for a while. And you could even be in the same palace and not see somebody. Like, how was it that you're like, I have to move to another country to get away from you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you find out more in the book. And while Harry and many others around him may have thought that this book was a good idea for him to release and to tell his truth and let people in on what was going on, Meghan Markle, she has had to face some difficult situations as well as Harry about being part of the royal family. And the public doesn't think that they really have anything to complain about. Social media soon started to see a rise in the use of the hashtag #ShutUpHarry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people using memes. They just didn't like what Harry was saying. Even opinionated reality courtroom television judge, Judge Judy, was asked her two cents on the situation, and she made it very clear on her thoughts of Harry.
That child or grandchild was a selfish, spoiled, ungrateful one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Judge Judy has proclaimed it.
Well, she said that he is biting the hand that feeds him.
There is a little bit of that.
And so, and I don't think she's alone. Like I said, with that hashtag #ShutUpHarry trending, a lot of people have read this book and they're saying, what do you have to complain about? Like, you have a title,
right.
You have money, you're saying you want you want privacy, but yet you're going to Netflix and you're doing this special on everything. It's just coming across pretty bad.
I know it's not popular to not support them, you know, kind of, but I'm at that same point where I'm like, I'm burnt on it. Mm-hmm. And I keep showing up in all the feeds that I'm on and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, fine. Don't be obscenely wealthy. Just be wealthy and have a life. That's great. I don't care.
To some degree, it looks just a little bit hypocritical because he's like, there's a lot of judgment that comes with the title, yet he hasn't released his title, and he wants his children to have a title. It's like, well, then what's the
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, and I do get like odd family dynamics, and I also get to where people looking on the outside can't understand why you're not happy. You know, and because we all have that in different forms. Like, oh, well, you've got a great job. Why are you not happy? Well, you know, I've got problems in my marriage. Or you've got a great marriage. Why are you not happy? Well, my work is difficult. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, you should hear what I'm going through. Just deal with it, you know? So it's really, it's hard to cast dispersions on that.
It is, but I think when you keep playing the victim card, people get tired.
Absolutely. And I think it runs its course, and now people are like, okay, we're good. I don't need another memoir. I don't need a special. You do you, boo. Mm-hmm. And we'll all be fine. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we tend to play God in our lives. A lot of times we want to be in control of everything that's going on, and we want to know everything, and it's really hard not to for a lot of us. Some people are great. Some people just live into that, like, you do what you do, man. And like, I'm not wired that way, so it's always kind of a constant struggle for me. So when it was put forth, like, all right, the question was, what would you do if you could play God for a day? What would you decide to do? And how would you do things differently? And I was like, that's a really good question. Now, I would like to say that I want to take off ending wars and racism, take those off the table. Yes, both things that we need to do. Like, 100%.
World peace.
Exactly. 100%. Like, I think that's one that we can all agree on. Yes, that's what we should do. But I'd love to get your insight into, if you could be God for a day, what is something else other than those two things that you would do or you think is important? I would give men the ability to hear women's thoughts for a day. Oof. And this is why.
You really think that's needed?
I do. Yes. I do. Because you don't 100%. Say what you mean. Like, ever. Like, women.
You should know what we need.
No. That's the problem.
You
see?
Think that.
That's exactly the problem. Well, you should just know. No, I don't. I have no clue. And so it makes it so much harder. But in all seriousness, if women, you know, if men could understand women better, our relationships might be better. Our marriages might be better. We would know what you're thinking, and we could better serve you.
Well, you know what? If I could be God for a day, I would make it where women could understand men.
Because there's nothing to understand.
We're so simple.
Feed us. Keep us happy.
No, because y'all want to be treated like children. You go straight from your mom's house to being taken care of by your wife.
Nuh-uh.
You never grow up.
You've got it. Like, you got
That's
it.
That's not fair.
Buy us toys for Christmas. Don't get us socks.
You can't have one person in the marriage that has to be the adult. That's not fair.
Well, I didn't say it was fair. But I just wanted to
If it
to
wasn't
know.
For us and us being intentional and emotional, then there wouldn't be relationships.
That's very true.
We have to pay the price.
Oh no, I totally get
that. To put up with y'all.
My wife is so good about keeping us in contact with all the family members and my family members. Like, she knows what's going on. She updates me, you know, because I'm just not good at it. I'm not intentional with it.
You're not. You're just accepting not being.
I'm not
good
wired
at it.
That way.
No, you just.
Yeah, the way the Lord made me, an alpha, a lone wolf.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, agree to disagree.
All right, so that's mine. If you were to play God for a day, what is something that you would change or enact or do? Okay, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It can be funny or it can be serious. I don't care either way. 855-33-WAY-FM. Just curious what you would do. So what would you do, Greg?
I would give us all a childlike look toward the world, because when we get older, we get cynical and we just look at everything differently. And just like the Bible says, just keep us with that childlike belief and look at the rest of the world. I think that's what we all need.
Yeah, kind of like simplify it, because as we get older, it's almost like we get pessimistic and we're prepared for the next shoe to drop. You know, we're always looking at the negative, whereas a child is always looking at the positive.
Kids are great because they're like, hey, I like Hot Wheels. You like Hot Wheels? Let's be best friends, you know?
Yeah.
And like, and we don't do that.
No.
And so I think actually approaching the world with a childlike faith would make the world a better place. And the cool thing is we actually can do that one. There's nothing that would stop us from it except us.
It's kind of like living life without fear of rejection, without fear of what other people think of us. Because as we get older, we do care about what others think. But as children, you don't care. You're going to go out in your rain boots and a helmet and a prince's dress. You're fine with that. But as adults, we kind of overthink things.
Well, Greg, I appreciate you being on. That's a great perspective. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
What would you do, Valerie?
All right. So the first thing is, a serious thing, is really cure mental illness. So everything from Alzheimer's, just any kind of mental disease, I would want it to go away, or we'd find a cure during that one day. So that would be my first thing. But my little bit less serious thing, I would want to know where all the world secrets are. Like, I want to know where Magellan's ship is.
Yes.
I want to know, like, where all those things, so I could write down all the coordinates and then, like, for the next couple years, explore them and find them. And, yeah, I think that would be fun.
I want to know if there's something at the bottom of borehole 8 on Oak Island. That show about treasure hunting I've watched for 7 years, and they've never found any treasure yet.
Maybe there is no more treasure.
There's got to be, man. And every year I hope
for
it.
But I would know.
Yeah.
I would know, and I would be able to tell you that, hey, stop watching this show, or hey, keep watching, it's coming.
Exactly.
I'd be able to tell you that.
You would have saved me 7 years of my life. You know, and you talk about mental illness, too. Can you imagine how much better our world would be if you did not have people that suffered from psychosis, if you had people that weren't sociopaths, if you had people that didn't live in depression, like how much better their lives would be, and then the people around them, how much better their lives would be as a result. You're absolutely right.
That would be what I would do.
Hey, Valerie, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day. Thank you for helping me through traffic this morning.
Oh, yeah. Our pleasure. That's what you should get rid of, is traffic. If you're going to play
that
God.
Dang it. I forgot about that one. See, I would have to do it 2 days in a row then.
If you could play God for a day, what would you do?
I would fix it so that if you fall in love with somebody with your heart, that they have to love you back with their heart.
Oh, I'll tell you, man, Ryan Reynolds would have been snapped up a long time ago.
But wait a minute. What if you, you're a teenager, you're a teenage girl, and you fall in love? In my situation, it would have been Lance Bass of NSYNC. That would have been unfortunate for me because we're never in the same area.
Never on the same team. I mean, like, really.
I got a lot working against me.
All right, Leslie, you're up. If you could play God for a day, what would you do?
Okay, one thing that would fix every single problem we have in the world is the ability to actually listen to what people say. Mm-hmm. To not be hearing what they're talking about and then thinking about what your rebuttal is, but to actually be thinking.
Yeah, to be actually considering what they're saying instead of, you can't wait for them to stop so you can start speaking.
Exactly.
What?
I can see what Wally is doing
here. I checked out.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.